Greg Jennings went through the rehab process. Felt good. Was able to do some team drills. So we'll see how Greg is in the morning.
Like what happened to Crabtree? Did he re-injure that shoulder?
And it just bothered him. Yeah, Tom Crabtree's shoulder is something that he's going to be dealing with for, you know, quite some time because he just doesn't have the time to let it sit and heal.
Speaking of shoulders, how's moving forward? How's he looking?
He's getting more comfortable. It's something that he has to get used to. You know, with the harness, it's different to go through drills, but now to go through the team drills. We've been fortunate to have two padded practices this week, so we have a lot of information on where he's at with the injury. So, but he's working through it.
You feel good about your cornerback depth, just so you don't have to rush a guy like that back?
Well, definitely. We have a few guys that are pushing through some injuries, and obviously Devon is one of them. I feel like we have good depth.
Mike, have you seen any progress from James Starks this week, you know, from getting back there a little
bit? He's getting better. I had a chance to talk with James after practice yesterday. James Starks, it's a very painful injury. It's something that you have to work through. So he's getting better. He's been able to take his share of reps of practice. But I really don't have a time clock for you.
You've historically done pretty well in loud environments. Is that just from a byproduct of having a veteran offense that helps you get through the communication and all that?
Well, we haven't always been a veteran offense. I think first you got to start with your line and your quarterback. That's the biggest stress point, in my opinion, when you play in loud stadiums. You know, the perimeter group, frankly, has to keep their eye on the ball. But Aaron he does a very good job with cadence, both, you know, in loud stadiums and in our own stadium. So it's something we put a lot of time into as far as our cadence and not just training one quarterback and one center, and there's a lot of people involved. So this will be a big challenge. We've been talking about it all week. This is a very loud stadium.
How would you characterize their defense, Mike? Young, fast?
Young instead of old. Fast instead of slow. I agree with Young and Fast. No, they're impressive. We've been impressed with their tape. Really coming off the, you know, off the off season study. We studied all the first four opponents in our off season studies this year because of the schedule that we're on for the first 4 weeks. So we were definitely impressed with the Seahawks defense in the off season study and. You know, throughout training camp, they play at a very high level. You know, their motor is excellent. I think they're definitely a different defense at home. Just comparing Arizona, the Arizona game, and the Dallas game. So this will be a big challenge for us on offense.
Two more, Mike. With Starks kind of working his way back, what are you kind of thinking about in terms of your running game? Because you're not afraid to have multiple guys carry the ball, but you're not afraid to feed the ball to one guy in your history here. Is that going to be a juggling act? Would you like to just say Benson's our guy? What do you kind of
think? Well, really, the run game, protections, you know, pass game, it really comes down to the working the plan throughout the week. You have to trust the practice process. I mean, if you don't, then why do it? You know, I'm a big believer in working in pads, having, you know, so many reps in the team periods. It affects the way I call the game. Getting comfortable with certain concepts, individuals carrying the ball in a particular run concept. Dom Capers does the same thing on defense. If there's a pressure call or something that we're working or adjustment or a check that we're working during the week, if it doesn't work during the week, we're not going to call it during the game. So that really falls into that category. We have a plan. We're trying to keep, you know, everybody involved because it's important to have more than 11 guys on each side of the ball ready, and that's always been our approach.